أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا صدق الله العظيم. With regards to Dajjal, one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yesterday we discussed he will have supernatural powers that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him. One of those natural supernatural powers is, in a hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he will stumble, he will come across a Bedouin. And then that Bedouin will be such whose parents had left this world. He will ask him, do you want to see your dead parents come back to life? That Bedouin will say yes. And hence, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam says, he will cause two shayateen from the shaitans to assume the form and shape of the mother and father of that particular Bedouin. When this person sees his parents, he would not know it is shaitan. Those shayateen will say to him that you must believe in Dajjal. And hence in this manner he will create havoc, fitna and corruption on the surface of the earth. Now we all know that to give life and death is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when one sees such supernatural powers, then obviously it is only iman that will assist and help an individual at that particular time. And hence the important aspect of our iman and the need to protect ourselves from such fitna, such mischief making and corruption of Dajjal at that particular time. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates the conversation that the Ashab al-Kahf, these youngsters of the cave, had amongst themselves. هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا. These people of ours, they had taken besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a deity, a god. لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ. Why can they not bring any proof with regards to the claim that these little gods, these little idols are gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Who is a greater wrongdoer than that person who has fabricated a lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now one lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the claim that they are gods besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. Another lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is of different magnitudes, is that sometimes we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we say that Allah has made this halal or Allah has made that haram. We should desist from such statements if we do not have knowledge about it, and especially when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not decree such a thing. وَإِذِي أَعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And if you break away, if you withdraw from them and that which they worship. And here is a very, very important aspect, and as a matter of fact, the point that we need to discuss is that when we see in our environment, we see around us people breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our first duty is to invite them towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. When we find that people are not believing in Allah, or when we find that they do not desist from evil and bad deeds, then what should we do? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that sometimes it is wisdom that one breaks away from those who break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly after we have invited them to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And perhaps at that particular time when kufr will become so vicious and it will attack us so viciously, then at that particular time one will have to remain in the environment of iman. And in order to remain in the environment of iman at that particular time, in these times the challenges are also no less. So hence we should consider always being in the environment of iman, in the environment of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we break away from them, وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ, and what ever they worship, illallah, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'u ila al-kahf, and then go to the cave. And that was the norm and practice of the people of that particular time. From the time of Isa alayhi salatu was salam, the people innovated this deed that they would go out of their communities, go out into the hills, go out into caves, and there they would make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was perhaps the only option that they had that was available to them. When you do this, yanshur lakum rabbukum min rahmati, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spread upon you Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy. وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُم مِّنْ أَمْرِكُم مِّرْفَقًا. And secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make easy for you your task. So here, the very important two aspects is this, that we should keep in an environment of iman, save ourselves from the environment of kufr. And secondly, when we do that, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend and our task will become all the more easier. When we in an environment of iman, then to practice on our iman. When we in an environment of to practice on our amal becomes all the more easier for us, and hence we will be able to become obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.